This is your Daily Mind Medicine.
Yo, fam, what's up? Welcome to a Daily Mind Medicine. Let's talk about the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, all the way. Let's talk about radical transparency for a second. I was doing a training for someone on our team yesterday. And when I say doing a training, you got to realize that if you're a manager or a CEO or boss, whatever, you're always training, okay? There is no like tapping out of the training game. There's no magical place you get to where you stop teaching and transferring the perspectives, the philosophies, the skills that you have. So I see a lot of leaders, some of them are even, you know, we've worked with them a long time and they've got a brilliant team. And I see sometimes people get frustrated because they're like, why doesn't this person know this? And there's usually two reasons why someone would not know something that you want them to know. One reason is you have not told them. Okay. Basic. Thank you, Taylor, Captain Obvious. Get right on that. But the second and the less obvious one is you've only told them once. People don't work this way. You don't tell someone something one time and they remember it forever. The most important parts of my worldview are repeated over and over and over. They are the things that are repeated through repetition until they're accepted and printed into the minds of the ones who surround me. This is why shows like this, you know, you should be careful about what you're listening to. And the reason for that is because you can listen to a good person who has a crooked philosophy in one area and that gets in you. And then all of a sudden you have this ripple effect over time. And so my commitment to you is always to give you just clean, like I want to talk to you as a friend and as someone who I'm sharing what has worked for me over the long haul, not like 2 days. I tested this. Let me teach it. That's stupid. Like, yo, for the past couple of years, this is what I found long term. So the truth, I was talking to somebody. I said, man, you know, the problem is you're cutting the bite out of your feedback. You're pulling your punches. And this was feedback he was giving to me specifically. And it took him so long to get this feedback out because he didn't want to hurt my feelings and he wanted to be blah, 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 respectful. And I said, I get it. But this thing you that happened that you're giving me feedback on happened 2 weeks ago. Where have you been for 2 weeks? Like, do you just not give a shit about me? And then it's just, you know, let Taylor just continue looking like this. Dude, let's tighten up. He's like, said, I don't want to hurt your feelings. So you can't hurt my feelings. Nobody can hurt my feelings. Maybe my wife could hurt my feelings. Nobody can hurt my feelings. Because at the end of the day, like, nobody has got a voice that's important enough for me for it to change the way I feel about myself. And so what I really want to teach in this episode really quickly is the power of radical honesty. When you pull your punches or you don't provide honest, transparent, challenging feedback to the people in your world you care about, what you're making a statement, and that statement you're making is, hey, listen, I care more about my own reputation with you than I do about you. One of my friends, this is one of my favorite people in the world. His name is Dan. He was in that town last night. And man, he's just like, this is what I see. This is what I say. Like, you know, I've been in seasons where I was like, I've been very much like that. But coming around back to that season where for a while I pulled my punches and I had to realize that when I'm not honest with someone, what it means is that I can say I care about you. But when push comes to shove, do I care more about my reputation with you than I do about you? How do you know that this is happening? Because you'll see something that bothers you. You'll see something that you're not okay with, you're frustrated by, or you'll see something that bothers you because someone else is acting in a way that you know is not their potential, it's not their best self. And instead of saying something, you say nothing. And because you are more worried about how they're going to interpret it and what they're going to think about it, and are they going to accept it, and are they going to like it or like you, you're so worried about your own damn self that you cannot say anything to the person that matters to you. This is not the game. This is not how people win. So I want to be in a tribe of people who are just completely radical. Like, yo, Taylor, you say you work out, but man, why are you overweight? Hey, when you showed up at this event, I could tell. Other people can't tell because you can roll and wheel and deal and dance like a monkey because you got all this stuff, but I could tell you were not 100%. Did you not prepare for that? I want people around me who can say, hey, the way you spoke to that person, even though you were right, the way you spoke to that person is not in alignment with your best self, the self that I've seen. I've got a few people around me. Dan's one of them. And, you know, people like, she's going to hate me saying her name, Bijal Patel, Gabriel Borman, Keith, Dean. There are these people that, man, they really respect me, but they respect me enough to say, hey, you got out of your lane a little bit. I don't like this behavior as much. I don't think you realize how you're acting here. And that's the most valuable asset for me with my relationships. So you got to look at your world. First, two questions. Let me give you the first one. Where in your world are you pulling punches and not providing honest, radical, transparent feedback because you're worried about yourself? And the second, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt. Lean into it and then get over it. It's going to hurt, and then your job is to deal with it. You want to know how many people really give a shit about you? Look in the past 30 days. Who has been willing to offend you to tell you the truth? If you ain't got nobody, you got a bunch of random acquaintances that don't actually care about you because you're sure as hell not perfect. There's no way that you just have not been deserving of difficult feedback, okay? Don't justify it that way. It just means you don't have any crew. You don't have anyone who actually cares. So challenge for you is not negative. It's positive. Go find some people who are going to tell you the truth. Get in my world. Get in my network. I'll tell you the truth. Get around people who are ballers, but who more than that, they really deeply care about other people. And they can lift you up, but they can also challenge you in the right way. All right, that's all I got. I love you. I will see you tomorrow.